كيفاش تعمل ريفليكشنز. So in one of the teachings the Buddha gave in this Aranya Vipanga Sutta, talk about how to live harmoniously together. And sometimes how we speak and then, you know, what we speak is of truth. We don't, he said one of the things he mentioned is that we don't extort someone and also do not disparage someone. So sometimes we put people, you know, sometimes we try to extort someone, oh, how wonderful you are. And then we become like a flatterer, isn't it? And actually it's not honest also, yeah. We are not speaking the truth. And then we come from that, try to please someone, you know. And then we extort someone, and then we exaggerate how good you are. I mean, it's nice to praise someone, isn't it? A little praise take a long way. But also have to come from the truth, isn't it? You know, there's some truth in it. And not to be honest, you know, because if we keep doing that, we develop a habit like, it's also not honest. There's honesty is not there. You know, you try to just, because of you just want to make someone happy, you know, and really extort someone, put someone up, you know. And then, actually, it's not honest. Actually, you don't think that way, you know. Just because of, you just want to make, maybe to please that person or to make the person like you. And that this is not honest. And also, we don't disparage someone. And then the Buddha said how terrible the person is. Oh, you have done something, you know, wrong. It's terrible. You are bad, bad, bad. So we don't identify the person just with one action. So what the person do, that what particular one action is do not determine them. It's not the person that the whole person is. You know, it's just because that particular action, we also don't do that. So this is the Buddha said that we just speak the truth. You know, so for example, you're keeping five precepts. You say, oh, those, you're keeping five precepts. You're keeping the precepts. Live a virtuous life, and doing something good brings you happiness. If you don't restrain yourself, you do something that is unwholesome, or something that is unskillful, that will bring you suffering. So we are not saying, oh, those who keep precepts, they are goody-goody. Those who don't keep it, they are badly, badly, they're bad, they're terrible. No, we don't judge. You know, we just, the Buddha's only talk about, he said, this is the truth. So that's why the Buddha's always said, wholesome and unwholesome. So wholesome, whatever that is wholesome will bring you happiness. Whatever that is unwholesome, that will bring you suffering. That's, we make our own choice. So we responsible for our own action, whatever we do. So that we don't judge. So the Buddha said we speak of the truth. So we don't extort or disparage. He just said that if you do this is good for you. That is, if you do that, that is a way, you know, cause you suffering, leading you to suffering. We are not label someone that you are bad. Once you have done something, you know, we all sometimes have shortcoming, then yeah, that's it. You know, it's not like one of the frequent asked questions that people said, you know, and like one of the family, you know, the member of the family, you know, that suicide, and then they worry about that, oh, they may go to a terrible place, the next rebirth will be, you know, reborn in a not a very good place. So I said, the action of taking one's life is only one action. But the person has many, many others good quality. It's not that one single action determine the person. I said, don't worry about that. You know, we actually don't know, isn't it? Because we are more than that. We are not only the particular action. I said, you are like this forever. No, it's only that. But that person has many, many others good qualities. It's not only that particular action will determine your whole life, determine your next birth. So I said, no, we don't speak that. We only look at the, you know, the all the other qualities as well. We don't judge someone just because of that particular action. So we look at the, that's why it's good that we train ourselves to look at the best in others, the other good qualities in others. Because if we focus on the shortcoming of others, we grow that quality, isn't it? Having this unwholesome thoughts, this negative energy, you have this negative emotion. Then actually, when we keep repeating that, we keep reinforcing, actually we develop that mental habitual pattern. We have the pattern of, you know, it just become part of you. All you see, you only see that. you won't see the rest, you won't see the good qualities in others. But if we train ourselves to look at the good qualities in other people, actually we grow that good qualities. There's sometimes that, you know, we don't focus on that. You know, there's we only speak about the Buddha said we only speak about the Dhamma, not identify someone, not label the person just because of one action. So we said we will send the person to life imprisonment. The rest of your life, you are bad, you are terrible. No. So that's why I have to keep the open-minded, the mind be open, not to be so narrow-minded, not to take things personally, not to judge someone. So when we don't judge others, we also don't judge ourselves, we also don't label ourselves. So sometimes we forgive ourselves if we have done something, you know. Like for example, keeping precepts, we do our best, you know, we improve each time. You know, yes, you know, sometimes maybe, you know, lack of mindfulness and not mindful enough, they've done something that is, you think that is not. Because when we have done something, we don't think that is quite right. We don't feel good. But also we don't beat ourselves up. It's already done. So we practice forgiveness. Forgive ourselves. It's okay what we have done. So rather than, because if we keep beating ourselves up, we keep reinforce that. Because what already done has been done. So it's no point we live in the past, keep revisiting and keep going and on and on. Then actually we make it worse. You know, so it's just move on. It's okay. We forgive ourselves. So we it's a, all this is a training process. It takes time to train the mind. It takes time, little by little. It's a, the Buddha's always mentioned that it's a gradual training. So it's okay. So we have learning kindness towards ourselves as well. We practice forgiveness, forgive ourselves, and forgive others. So I offer this Svadharma reflection. May this teaching be of benefit to all of you.